Yeah. Had a little bit of a socket. Cause a little bit of holding. We saw the Atzlus and Zrizus is a much bigger shiloh, a greater shiloh than wasting a few seconds. It's not a shiloh of Atzlus, a person is not doing something quickly. Zrizus is doing something quickly. Atzlus is the natural state of the mensch. Teva odom l'sa'atzel ve'en odom nitzel ve'en. Atzlus is the mahus of the mensch, the afrius, ki afrius, achomrius gas, ki teva odom kovei moed. And that afrius is not just a sheva al tasit, it's a positive, forceful sheva al tasit. The afrius of the mensch wants to, he pulls the person to stay the person in a matzev where he doesn't go, he doesn't move, because tenua, hiskadmus, productivity, those are all things that go against moving, you don't. They go against it's the snagi, the teva of the afrius. So kovid odamoy, kovid is like almost a gravitational pull that pulls the person to stay in that matzav of unproductivity, of not going anywhere, keeping him in ground zero. That's be'etzem what Atzlus is. With Tzacheni, we saw Zrizus is lehefech also. Zrizus is not just executing quickly. Zrizus is also, the Loshes here, Sharm, Zrizim, Magdimim Lemitzvahs, it's Agdoma Lemitzvahs. Zrizus is a different opposite state of being. Zelu mazeh. There's a different state of being, which we haven't talked enough about how you turn that on. There's another koyach in the mensch that develops Zrizus. We'll talk about the Hemshir Avad. Upon your name, Zrizus is another matziv in the mensch, it's the exact opposite. It's the natural state of the mensch. Pulls him down. It's a certain pulling down and doesn't allow him to go and move anywhere. Zrizus is the opposite. B'loshen Nesir Zhishan. Tzorach Shizgaber Neged Tivoy Atzmon. Vizgaber Vizdores. Zrizus is the exact opposite. It's a certain state in the mensch where he's going against his natural tide, which pulls him down. He's in a matziv where he's going, he's moving. It's the exact opposite of Atzlus. It's a matziv of the person's, in a matziv of productivity. He's going, he's moving. He's not letting the teva pull him down. He's above the teva. That's Zrizus, Umas Atzlus. And it's seer. If you want to be mavchin, it's hard. It's hard, very hard. Because again, it's very deceiving. You look at a person. You see, he's in a matzav of inertia. You see the man, she's not moving. You think that's it. Everything's there. We don't see him moving. That's... But there's another layer that's going on over there. There's Atzlus. He's in the stronghold of Atzlus. And the Zaruz is not only a person who's moving. It's a matziv of Zrizus. If you want to maybe, it's good to tap into it. If you want to get maybe a tzir of it, the best way you get a tzir of it is when a person wakes up early. A person wakes up early. Before the day, wakes up. It's early. So if you notice yourself in the beginning, the getting up is always very hard. Sluggish. It's very hard. Getting out of bed is very hard. But when you're up, and you're sitting by Gemara, you're sitting anywhere, you're sitting, again, ruchnistic things that are higher than flesh and blood, it's very hard to put your finger on. But if you could capture it, there's a certain feeling, you feel like you're on top of the day. That's what you feel like. You feel like you're above the day, and it lasts the whole day. When you get up early, especially a person who's not used to getting up early, it means he got up early and he's used to. A person gets up early always, he's usually getting. But the person gets up. You feel like you're on top of the day. You're like on top of it. This is the day that pulls down, and you're on top of the day. When a person comes late, we always talk about this, it's so chashuv to chap. It's not the hour when a person comes 10:15 to Seder. It's not the hour and 15 minutes. It's something much worse than that. That, okay, we can forgive us. But he just fed the matzah vatzels. He dumped himself in the matzah vatzels. The Monsieur Shon says that a matzah of inertia just looks like a lack of asiyah, but it's not. It's a chiyuv izdika force that holds the person down and doesn't let him move. And when you allowed yourself and you stayed in that, you allowed that really to take hold of you, even though there might be excuses, we'll talk about the Bahamshik. But you fed that and you nurtured that, you just put yourself in that stronghold. You feel behind the whole Seder, all that. You feel behind, you don't realize it. You're only looking at, what am I doing right now? Okay, I missed minutes, I'm behind those hour and 15 minutes. The guy gets up early, he added a few extra minutes. No, it's a different part. He's above, you see, he's going after him. You feel it. You feel like higher, you feel better than what's going on. And when you're late, you feel behind. Why do you feel behind? I mean, from now on, let me just start. No, you're behind. This is if you want to tap onto this nekuda of the Mzir Sharm, this is this nekuda. This nekuda of kvedus that pulls down the person. He's almost like in a stupor. He's almost like a certain stupor, a natural stupor that exists. Mitzad the teva of the mensch. When mitzad shein, there's a certain amount of moving, a hecherkeit, a leichtkeit, that you're above the kvedus. Things, a gate. That's the matzav of his rizos. That's what we saw until now. That matzav of his rizos is agdoma la mitzvahs. It's agdoma la atzir. It's a soma la atzir. And it's agdoma to every atzir. And atzlus is the opposite. Atzlus is the agdoma to being a big zero. That's what it is. You leave yourself, you're going to be a zero. You're going to be an unproductive person. Tonight I want to go further. I want to see how Atzlus enter the sugya of Atzlus. See how Atzlus takes its place in a person's life. V'yichtel tzerevek, an expression of Atzlus in the person's life. Maybe we'll start off with a two shaylos. This is last week's parasha, Parashas Nosan. A large part of the parasha is the korbanos and the mesiyim. Rashi in the beginning brings a famous chazal. They hakriv in the sea Yisrael. Look, Rashi. Amar Reb Nosson, Maro Hanesim Lisnadiv Kan B'Tchilo, V'Maleches HaMishrim Lo Yisnadu B'Tchilo. Chazal pointed at a difference in the Hanhog of the Nesim. When it came to the Maleches HaMishkin building, the donations for the Mishkin, when they were building the Mishkin in Parshas, Chumet Tetzav HaYachab HaKudeh, the Nesim were last. Here by the Chanukah HaMishkin, the Chanukah HaMizbeah, they were first. What's the difference? Famous Chazal. Same Chazal. Kach Omu Hanesim. It's not Vut Sibur, but the Malachas of Mishkan, they had a plan. It's not Vut Sibur, Mashi, it's not Vut. First, let everyone else give, and everything that's left, Machashen, Onu Mashlim, we'll finish, we'll foot the bill. Everything, anything that's left, as big as we'll foot the bill. Kivin She, Rosh, Shlimu, Sibur, Sakol, Lamaisa, never got to that. The Tzibur came with a Zah, enthusiasm, and they came, Mamish, Shenem, Vamaloch, Oisa, Dayim, they gave more, it was extra. Amu Ma'at, Malon, Ulasi, Sivius, Avni, Ashoim, Vamiluim, Leifoy. Which means they didn't even have a chelik in the binyan of Mishkan. They only had a chelik in the big day kohen gadol. In the big day kohen gadol. They didn't even have in the Mishkan. There was nothing. That was the one left there. The kohen, after they realized, they changed gears. They said, "Okay, in the chanukah mizbeach, we're going to be a snadvu kantchila." The true is a Mishkan. They said, "It's snadvu kantchila." As Ishtein Chazal. Rashi by us leaves out a certain kudut. Rashi by Yakel's mashal. It's a midrash in the parsha in parsha Nasa. It's a midrash by us. Rashi adds in. That's when Parshat Vayakel, when he writes the Vort Nesim Tzumin Tehar Yud. Why the Lashon Chazal is what I want in Yenenu? Mifnei Shetz Nitzatzlu HaNesim Yichsiru Ois Mishmar. Shtei Don Chazal, that this, what happened with the Nesim, was a time of Atzlus. There was Pagam in Midas Atzlus of the Nesim. And that's why it's Yichsiru Ois Mishmar. Interesting midah kenegah midah. I'd like to talk about the Hemshech of Adam. What's the midah kenegah midah in that? It's not for tonight. Abu Kapana states that there was Ichsiru Ois Mishmam because there was Atzlus, it was a time of Atzlus. So the famous Avel to Es, heard this for sure one child. Avel to Es, the Pavus Tatmir. I mean, this is every fundraiser's dream. A fundraiser's dream. I have to raise for the year budget, $30 million, $50 million. I come to a person, I say, start giving, and he says, okay, whatever you're not finished, I'm going to finish off everything. I don't know know how much the Melechet HaMishkan was. There was a lot of kesef and zavadim. It was very big. They said, whatever you finish, we weren't talking about a $1,000 budget. It was something major. He came to Nisim, and Nisim said, whatever it is, we're going to finish. What's the tain on them? What's the atzlus? What's the atzlus? It's atzlus. Mechadid the Shaila is a Tosefes, and the Medrash Rabbah, it's a parasha with the Rashi, it's quoting. It says an interesting Tosefes, it's not born in Rashi. It says that the Nisim also had a plan. In other words, they also knew that there's two ways to give. You could give Gleich, or you could give, at the end, you could foot the bill. They, there was a certain plan why they didn't get involved right away, because they had a kuach of Moshe Rabbeinu. They held Moshe Rabbeinu should have asked them first to give in the Melech of the Mishkan. And it seems to he turned to all of Klai when he said everyone should give. And they had a taina. The Moshe Rabbeinu should have came first to us in the scene. What's the taina? What's the taina of covet? They should come first. So the Pirush Eitz Yotzev said, no, it was a Ruchnistik. It was a Ruchnistik Echezhim. They had a Gvalde taina. The taina was, they held, there was a big sad like this, that since Klaius was Choyte Becheite Egel, it would not be possible that the Shechina would be Shere B'Maisi Yedehem. If they would be the ones that are involved, and they Shtel Avek, they Pesach, the Magbit, from Melechus HaMishkan, Shrosh Shechina is not going to be Chal. He brings over there, in the Pick of the Blood of State, the Nisim weren't involved in the Chayte Egel. The Nisim weren't involved in the Chayte Egel. So they held Be'etzem that they should have been first. So they said, Moshe Ben, you're going to Amish? Okay, we're going to take a part. We'll take the end. Say that. That's also Zach. But there was a difference. That's why they can't attain it. The Moshe Ben should have given them first. So where's the Atzlus here? There was a Cheshman. The Gans Cheshman is not stuck in Atzlus over here. This is the Shail of the Pella. Where is the Pagam of Atzlus? Ershtin is the they give a Gavala Gazak. In Bez, even if there was another way to do things, L'chor, there was a Cheshbon Tzedek. But yeah, there was the Dvarayim. Efshe, the Taina was, maybe they had one Cheshbon. Efshe. But where's the Taina of Atzlus? Oh, so we're trying to try to understand this. Maybe it's build a little bit. It's the Machtim Lachan Lachan Noisei. It's coming off Mount Torah. In the Parsha of Mount Torah, there's Agdoma to Mount Torah. Which you can speak a lot about. There's a lot to do with this Agdoma. There's a lot what to say about. But there's a big Agdoma to Mount Torah, which Pesukim clearly say, this is the Agdoma Lepochus V'Yosef. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you should say a few things to Kali. So Lepochus V'Yosef, El Hadvar. Atem Re'ishem, in Parashat Yisrael, Yutes, beginning. Atem Re'ishem, Asher Asis, in the Mitzrayim, first Pasuk. Second Pasuk. Va'atom Shemaya Tishmu B'Koyli. Shmaratem Es B'Yisi. After the song, everyone knows the words after comes the song. Atem shemaya tishmu b'koyl shmaratem es b'risi v'yisem lizgula mikol ha'amim kili kol ha'aretz. V'as sheita. V'atom shemaya tishmu b'koyl shmaratem es b'risi v'yisem lizgula. It's a very famous Rashi, famous Kvalig Rashi. There's a lot of raid based on this Rashi in the Musig of what it means Kabbalah Sater. Kabbalah Sater. The Rashi state I'm reading about in Kabbalah Sater. Kabbalah Sater. Kabbalah Sater. Mitzvahs. Rashi says, Em atot kablu aleichem yorev lochem mikan veilach. Everyone that's coming to commit to Torah mitzvahs, they know standing in front of them a very grace har, a grace oil. It's nishleicht. Everyone's dream is they're looking for arevus. They're looking for geshmakai. They're looking that you shtim with them, you go with them. Yiddishkeit, it should be geshmak, Torah, Tosfos, Rashba, Ran. It should be geshmak. Tevila should be geshmak. Shalom bayis should be geshmak. Everything should be geshmak. Rashi over here says there's an Eitz Amuka, Kabbalah. If a person makes a Kabbalah, which kolas cholas kashas is very hard. If a person makes a richtig a Kabbalah's oil mitzvahs, that guarantees she'or lechem ikan lavo. Zishkeit. Shor tishmoy tishmo b'koyli. It's going to work. The rest of Hashmat and Bizim and Zagula, it's going to be geshmak. It's going to go. As I state, this is Nishunzur Noise Grad. It's a grace and noise. You have to explain what does a Kabbalah do? I mean, what did he do? He just made a Kabbalah, all of a sudden makes everything light. As I state, a Kabbalah, there's a patent, there's a koyach, there's a craft called a Kabbalah. The Kabbalah makes all of a sudden that's Yor Lechem. It's Murv, it's Orv, it's Batuach, that's Yor Lechem. As I state, maybe take a Rashi. Oh, but it's not his Sefs and Rashi, which the Mal, Shu's time, is Zichi, no one's telling this. This is when after the Shalom after. There's an extra word in Rashi. Rashi says, "Imato tekablu aleichem." Imato means now. Imato tekablu aleichem yevrem. Shtein Rashi, there's a pnai in this Kabbalah, so mitzvah zedav zayin now. Gleich. Rashi's coming from the pasuk. Pasuk says vato im shemayet shemukar. What's that? What's the vato? It's the moral going on here. On this. Chelik Rashi, and he says this is the whole Rashi. Van Diuk, does the ganze Wort. Talk to Maral, the Orm Neiroim, big Chiddush. Chiddush, and I read the pasuk, read the Rashi. Maral says like this: Matot to Gabel of Goyim Pirish. Mashahut Zucha Koyim Kosev Loimer Va'ato. It's a Diuk. Why does the pasuk say Va'ato? Va'avel Loimer Shemoya Tishmu. Should have just said him Shemoya Tishmu. Hachi Pirusha. In Matot to Gabel Lechem All Mitzvus. Af al gav shu kovid aleichem. Yeah, zeyu shver. Kvedus. The guf, the afiyas, the guf hates kvedus. Kvedus is the worst thing. It's a nightmare. Kvedus, things that are hard. In tekablu ato. Yorv lechem ikan veilach. Shekol haschol shloshes. Listen here, he said prior. Ve'einim shemaya tishmaya. Dvar hakodesh bohu. Shemavtiach oisom sheyorv lechem ikan veilach. The poshup shatu beirul Rashi is, that creates the mekan d'viyar b'chem galich. If you're going to listen, that's going to be maftiach. No, you don't read it. You read v'ato. V'ato is maftiach shi'ar b'chem galich. A kol nirmas b'loshin v'ato. Shapirushi a kol toli b'zman ato. Als is toli n'ato. Als. You wait 10 seconds, and then you makabalo garnish. You don't have daftoch. Gleich you makabalo, als is vato. A kol toli bezmanat shem tekablu ato yichor v'kem alacho. V'achakach u'oyim em shemay tishmu v'yisnan zegula milsa b'vnei atzma. So chvil l'shtel, and there's a second nekuda I want to explain tonight. I want to know what's pshat. How could we explain that everything? And I want to try to get the pashtus of the morale. It's not a guzma. The morale is saying everything is toli vato. If you make a gleich, you have the Kabbalah soul. If you missed, you missed the boat. You missed the train. You missed it. If you don't get the first second, you don't have a Kabbalah soul. What? Why is everything Talmud Ato? I want to still to Meir Dikach of Tzchaim. Tzchaim. I'm going to open up the Inyan. Tzchaim and Avos Chesed. He's talking about Gebinus Chasodim. It's Chilik Beis, Bergit Aleph. Kederach Shol. And Yehoi V'Hashem. He stels avek. The godless of the Indian in the beginning, and then he talks about the menin, the yetzaros, different things that could stop a person doing chesed. And first he talks about great arichas stinginess, he talks about a person. Then he says the second thing, he says, look, I want to read his lashon. V'yesh anoshim shesiba, it's very choshev, in the bichlal of for the vatlus, and then there's a sunnah kudah I want for tonight. V'yesh anoshim shesiba as miniyosu mitzvahs kamilat chesodim, einenu mifnei shechosam mamun shalom. It's not because Dafki is stingy. This particular person doesn't have that problem. Rakshu otzel badover litroyach lahalvois v'lachzav l'tboya. Chesed, especially, Omer of the Mila Gemach, it's a great satirical. Imagine kind of machin mir the meshigge. You have to go this, in order to tear, it's a tear this ha-moyach, it's a tear this ha-guf, it's a tear this ha-regge. It's a big pain in the neck, b'kitzer. That's what's Ubeemis, now he adds in a line what I want for the whole vada. Ubeemis, he hasiba hagdoilo shebechol hasibos hamenias odabi avodas Hashem Yisbarach. He went on a tangent, and that's the rest of the paragraph, the rest of the chapter. Once given the atzlas boli yod on name of the milsa, that's what the Chavetz Chaim is saying. You should know that the Chavetz Chaim, it's not only for gemilas odam. Atzlas is the greatest siba. The biggest minia, the greatest. He doesn't say it's also. He gam siba gedoyla. He has siba gedoyla. Shebechol hasiba is amineas odom eivayid Hashem Yisbarach. It's so chashuv to me. And then we start to begin the vada. It's so important for us to realize the urgency to work on atzlus. It's so important for me that every single person here realizes that atzlus is not a protis to gezach. Atzlus makes a shini a mapecha on your tar avayid Hashem. There's nothing that has greater casualties than avayid Hashem. On a greater source, the stirrings that are stronger, they hit like a typhoon, gleich, much stronger than the atlas. But overall, klolius, it hits all over, and some more prevailing koyach that is holding the person, holding him down constantly. stopping him from advancing to Hashem. There's no greater sin. Now he says, that's the colors. Then he says one thing I want for tonight. He says a word like this. This is weird. Kimiteva Otzel, getting back to Kimiteva Otzel. What are the, how does Atzel Shtel Zechavek? Kimiteva Otzel, Litchoyz, Kol, Dover, Vedover, Lamacher, Luyoyim Achra. A lot of times you want to know, when are you being an Atzel? Zokt, Techavetz Chaim. A person has a tendency, which is one of the most common patterns of behavior in human behavior, to always push things off, to procrastinate, push things off. I'm going to do it later. This is Dvarim Shel Atzlus. You wonder when Atzlus is talking? There's Divrei Neder, there's Divrei Shvu, there's Divrei Nazirus. There's Divrei Atzlus. When a person pushing things off, it's Atzlus speaking. And here on the bottom, he says a word, doesn't want to use this. He says, nearly in the Bahagot. Shezeka venus a medrash rabbi. Shtos who know the medrash? The medrash rabbi in Parshas Bereishis says, Ein va'ata el tshuva. The medrash over there, the meluah, the medrash over there was talking about. The pasuk says about Adam HaRishon, va'ato pen yishlach yodah. There was a worry, a fear. Maybe v'cholcha me'etzadas. It says va'ato. Zok Chazal Kan Hakadosh Baruch Hu foresaw already. Kan Posach Loi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Pesach Shel Tshuva. Where in the word Vato? Vato means Tshuva. Vato, I'm telling you, Pesach Shel Tshuva. Where? So Meshach brings because it says another place Vato in the Torah. Shenem Vato Yisroel Mashem Shoyel Meimach. There's a medrash by Rabbah Parash Chof Aleph. Precious. Frekta Chofetz Chaim doesn't understand. L'chara Heichan Lom is Tshuva V'Tevis Vato. Bishleima b'teves liyiras Hashem alikecha. The end of the pasuk. That's tshuva. That's talking about doing tshuva. Yiras Hashem alikecha. It's ne'alecha. It's avo. But where's vato? V'nuchal loymer da kavonu huzeh ma'ashek esavim. The ikur. And again, when we say vato, it has to be this the word. It says everything. It's not a remez. It's not a remez. This is the word. The ikur koyach hayetzer u'shamato omer loymer hayoyim ein l'chopnai lil moed v'lasik b'mitzvus u'lizboyne b'navshcha ilcha kaim esater. L'mocher u'l'yoy ma'achra tasa kol zeh she'oz tiyah ponu imitir doisecha v'kein k'sheyovi mocher ma'achra yisroi mocher v'chein hoylech kol yama b'rayin zeh. And then k'yal ha'toyva the Chavetz Chaim is a madrash. I don't bring it, it's marachim o'i, bring different siyurim, examples how a person pushes off and procrastinates like that. Zokt the Chavetz Chaim v'ato means you're going to decide, I'm saying my own words, you're going to decide that you're going to be an atzma now or not. And if you're going to decide if you're going to be an Aslan, everything is totally in the Atar. Why? Why is everything totally in the Atar? The answer is what we spoke about. It's so important to get the Dikta Kadvar. Because we spoke about the issue of Atzlus and the issue of Zrizus is not 2 seconds. It's not that you move quickly, you didn't move quickly. It's a mode. A lot of times we don't think about deeper than what's going on right in front of us. We think about what are we doing this second. Oh, but there's a musa called a state of being, a mode in a person's life. And the Yisharim says there's 2 types of modes you could be. You could be in Zerizis mode or Atzlus mode. You don't realize that. You just think, I'm just not doing anything. But no. You're in a matziv where you're held down by the afrius of you, and it's pulling you down, and it's gravitatingly pulling you down, and it's sinking you in a matziv of reproduction. That's a certain mode or zone, I'll call it. Deciding whether or not you're going to be in a mode or a zone is going to decide are you going to be in a productive matzav or not a productive matzav. We spoke about it. There are people who are, everything is gekfetched. Every last thing, every last svara, every last thing your wife asks you to pick up until she could get you to move your hand or your thigh, she has to schlep it out of you. Nothing's going on. There's another guy who does 15 things before his wife turns around. Everything's flying in the house. We're amazed. I want to talk about this more behemoth, but we're amazed. Sometimes the Anoshim Gedolim, we don't understand. In the sugya, my name is Gabra. The guy's all over the place. All of a sudden, he opens up Akasha, Teretz, Araya, 15 things in a second. A person's a big mitzias. Every human being's a big mitzias. The question is, what part of you is on? Is the part of you that's productive on or not? When a person's on, and he's aggressive, and he's a catalyst. His being is on top of the day, like I said before. He's on top of himself. Yeah, things get moving. Things open up. When you're matzav atlas, when you're the stupor of atlas, So everything is pulling down. You don't realize it, but your whole body doesn't want to go anywhere. It doesn't want to go weiter. It doesn't want to go anywhere. So of course, everything's gefetched. You have to squeeze out any of the things. Garnished. Where's the achra? The achra is vato. The second you go into the mode of pushing off, you're feeding atzlus. You don't realize it. You just think it's 2 seconds. No, you're feeding atzlus. Vato. Kinnir, going back. This is what's fine. What's fine? This is bor. This is trot. In the Rashi and the Mara. Why is there vato? Zok the Mara. Also, it's totally vato. Because if you come, you can make a Kabbalist oil. What's a Kabbalist oil? The whole word of a Kabbalist oil is that there's something that's a tear to me. There's something that's against my grain. Totally against my grain. But I'm going to go, I'm going to conquer it. I'm going to go persevere. Iskabrus. I'm going to go against it. I'm taking over. I'm going to take myself, build myself higher than what I'm holding. Nasav Nishma. That's Nasav Nishma. If you don't do Vato, you're ready in the red. By default, you're in the red. You're in the red. It's okay. How could you make a Kabbalist oil? If you don't make a vato, you're going to go schlep, you're going to push. There's going to be no kabbalah soul. Everything's totally in the vato. Everything's totally in the vato. In the chayra, this is pshat. In another line, we see the shon in the next parak. The line in his beer also. Perek Zayin, Mr. Yisharm is talking about the Zrizis of Foyal. Zokrim Zirsharm, there's two halachim of Zrizis. One Kleidim Maisa, one Achrei Maisa. And he says like this, as Loshen. Kleidim Ascholas HaMaisa Ushlo Yachmitz Odemes HaMitzvah. A person should not let a mitzvah wait, and his Maram is, Tayfar, Mr. Yisharm's Maram is Lashachmo, different things, Chazal. Shlo Yachmitz to the Loshen, Josh's Chazal. The Ein Machmisin Es HaMitzvah. Kmoi She Ein Machmisin Es HaMatzes, Ein Machmisin Es HaMitzvah. The second you have an idea to do a mitzvah, you might run, grab it. It doesn't want to shtel up on. It's a very thick line. You read the Mr. Sharm, because Moise. Mr. Sharm needs a pelodic line here. He says a person who thinks he's supposed to do a mitzvah. I want to buy my wife something on the way back. I want to do something for my kid. I want to make a phone call I haven't been pushing off for the past 20 years. I want to go. A person who pushes it off. A person who pushes it off. A mitzvah, any mitzvah. He wants to do a mitzvah. Ain't sakona kesakanase. What does that word mean? Sakona kesakanase. I think, skydiving from 500 feet. That's a sakona kesakanase. I'm scared stiff of that. Okay, push it off a bit for 2 seconds. In sakonik is sakonosu. There's no greater danger in the world. No, in sakonik is sakonosu. It's a pachan mavis. It's a conversion there. A shehine kol regash mischadish yuchel ischadish is like a maisa toy. So someone understands what we're talking about. The pshat is because this is the last moment that you decide are you in atzlus mode or not. And atzlus mode is achula ba mashchis like you spoke about. The second you let it go, you miss the va'ato, you're in atlas mode, you're in improductivity mode, you're in ground zero. Go to ground zero, go there. Because you're going to remain a zilp, zilch, zil, zero. It's sakon, like a sakon. You missed the train. You missed it. Tamira, this is going back to the pshat about the Messiah. And this is Nagela Maisa. A person can have cheshbonis from here until tomorrow. From here until tomorrow, they had good cheshbonos. Maybe there was a tzad, they were doing a big toiva, they were giving a great, best thing for fundraiser. Maybe there was even a cheshbon that they had, why they didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. But a person has to check 100 times, any time he makes a decision. And the answer is a lack of movement. Any time at the end of the day, the answer is, you're telling to yourself, I'm not moving. You have to check 100 times if it's not feeling atlas. Because at the end of the day, when you're not moving, by default, you're in a matzav atzmos. So again, a person sometimes, it is the right decision. Chazal knew, ba'oim mekoch masom, that, over here, there was atzmos, that was the behind all the ma'isim. And if there would have been chayka b'chshevach akirus, kinir they would have came to that. If not for that, there's no tfiyah to mention something he can't come to. Kinir there was a tfiyah, they could have also came to down to this shayrish in them that was atzmos. But this is Nakud, the Cheshbonis is very nice. But you have to realize, you don't need, we spoke about this, Atzlus doesn't need a service, doesn't need to be activated, it's there. You're a Cheftz of Atzlus, you gotta go the other way around. You can have all Cheshbonis in the world, you're gonna remain an Atzlus. Sometimes, I'm not saying there are times where you're mukhrach to push things off. You gotta make a lot of cheshbonis, you're mukhrach to push things off. It could be that you're yoitzim the atos. But without that, you miss the atos. You pushed it off. This is pushing things off. Dr. Chavetz Chaim is the shplach of atos. This is the path. This is a new havana. New havana. Sorry, deeper havana. The famous Mishnah we always say over. Mein ani v'mili. The loimer. Mein ani v'mili. Kshinel atzmi atzav. V'im loy achshov ein mosa. In my actually mosa, so he says, my actually mosa. What do you mean, when? I'll do it in 2 seconds. No. In my achshov, if you're missing the ato, if you're missing the metzias of zrizus, if you're missing again, it's not the 2 seconds, it's the gang, it's the matzev, it's the zrizim abdominal mitzvahs. If you're missing the achshov in mosa, you're going to push. So people think it's the good mois. It's more saying it's the good mois, it's the good mois. Just lemaisa to speak about it for a second. It's even the nerve of a person to think and see, explain in your own life and other people's life how much we push things off and how much damage. Again, that's just such a deceiving meter. You don't see how shver it is, but it could be so meshugah. We push things off. Kaseda, the most common answer. Our parents, for sure, I passed that. But to our wives, anything a person doesn't like to do, something you decided to do, you're all fine. But anything that comes from anybody else, whether it be another person or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person's always, wait a second. Push it, wait a second. Push the tassels. You don't want it. It's against your grain. Something against you, you don't want it. Your body doesn't want it. You're giving me the tassels. But it gets much more. I was Murami's a few times. Monsieur Sharm talks about tassels. The body doesn't like to move, but there's something much more that it doesn't like to do. A body doesn't like anything that goes against its metzias, and there's something called an oil. Something called a tirda on my body. Something that's a big pain in the neck for me, I hate to do. I hate to do it, and I push it off. How many times in a person's life does he have confrontations? And he pushes it off. And you could go meshuga at the end of the day. Sometimes a person can't believe he got so far, but it could be 2 or 3 years, somebody comes back to him, they expect him to do something to him, and you come back, you don't even know what to answer the person. I've had stories as the most classic example. Returning clones. You could have a person who's the most chashav person. I've had stories of people didn't return me books for 10 years. The guy's a rov. How does that happen? He got caught in atzlos. It's always a tircha to go for it. It's a few blocks away. You gotta go call. And then zikr, a tircha to do something is uncomfortable because you're late returning it. So zikr, tircha. You push it off. I had a bachar now. He says, I'll give you a million to you of a bachar. Older bachar. He's going out. And he's stupid to go out. So he tells me, he says, I might go out, but the more I go farther in going out, it's going to be harder to stop it. I'm asking, it's hard, but that's what you're here for. You know, you have to be easy in life. If you want to go, you have to take a risk, yeah? The longer you're father, the longer you go into dating, it's harder to drop it after it doesn't work out. But you got it. Atzlus can enter a person making decisions, stupid decisions in life, the most important things in his life. Taking care of issues with kids, taking care of issues with wives. Is it seer? It's going to get a lot of people in the valley. I'm going to give it seer. I don't want it seer, but I want it seer, I want it to be vivid. A lot of them, you know, when they come to the end of their 20s and the 30s, they face what I call the next shlav of life. They face the next shlav of life. It's the next shot of life. You're not holding anymore. No one's supporting you without asking you where you're going to go next year. You can't just go and glide in the beginning. You're trying to train the guys, you know. The next shot of life. You got to make it's the big boy part of life. It's the big boy part of life. I see this all the time. That's those kicks and shank. Push it off. Don't deal with it. I'm giving a mushroom echad min elef. The sug of atzlus I'm trying to bring out is not negia only to doing something the next 10 seconds. It's things that are hard for the person to face up to. Atzlus, the same person who we are, Atzlum, we've given Atzlus our whole life. So it comes out every single different thing. We push off things. You could push off things and push off things and push off things. And there are many things you have to take care of and you miss the boat. Achul ba'al mashchis. Vato. This is what we want to speak about tonight. It's the first nekuda. When you're procrastinating things, you want to start working on Atzlus, start thinking about that. Every time you're procrastinating, come out always. You're being reflex. You're flexing the muscle of Atzlus. Vato. Everything's telling Vato. Vimlay achshav in our size.
I'm sorry.